Fife, let's go back 10 years ago. The Phoenix Lights, people, thousands of people witnessing something very strange over the skies of Phoenix. Tell us about what you saw and why the spoof, first of all.
Well, the spoof came several months after the major event and sightings, which occurred around the 13th of March. My press conference occurred in June, and there was a sort of another wave of publicity about the Phoenix Lights. In fact, a kind of a building hysteria. And I, you know, I just thought that we needed to kind of add a little bit of levity to the situation. So I, we did this spoof, but it was really misinterpreted by a lot of people. And you know, I certainly am sorry that if it offended people that are interested in UFOs, because I always have been, and it really wasn't meant to be an effort to ridicule. It was just simply a spoof to kind of break the momentum of a lot of hysteria that was building about the issue.
Okay, so let's tell us in your words what you think you saw 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, I know what I saw, which in the evening was this sort of V-shaped object with extremely bright lights, large lights on the leading edge, very dark, absolutely quiet, moving across the desert sky. And where I saw it was just a little bit north of Lincoln and Glendale in the valley. And it was moving, I think, to the sort of the south southeast towards Chandler. And it, I mean, it was breathtakingly large. I was in the Air Force, and I'm a pilot, and I know most things that fly, and have a pretty good eye. And I took one look at it, and I just it was just breathtaking. And I thought, oh my, this is this is the real thing. This is truly a UFO. And to this day, I believe it is. I don't think there's ever been a terrestrial explanation for what I saw.
You know, of course, the government cites flares in the sky and things like that. Do you think that kind of embarrasses, I think, the entire UFO community when reports like that come out?
Well, you know, that was sort of the first time that I've dealt with that, you know, firsthand, when I've seen something that I recognized as what I call otherworldly. And then there are all these ridiculous explanations that are dumped out by sources, I guess, from the government. And of course, flares don't fly in formation, hold it sort of a geometric formation and fly and move across the sky. That's not how a flare behaves, or hold a constant altitude. And the other, I think, thing that was thrown up was that it was a flight of A-10s, which are the called the Warthog, the tank killer aircraft. And I know a lot about A-10s, and they're very noisy. And this was definitely not a flight of A-10s, so that was absurd on its face. But it's really, I never really expected to have this kind of an encounter. And it was, as I say, it was really breathtaking.
Okay, now why did you decide 10 years later, Fife, to come forward with what we're talking about tonight?
Well, it happened because last summer, a gentleman by the name of James Fox, who filmed a documentary called Out of the Blue, which I saw in advance of being interviewed by him, he was putting together a whole new rendition of Out of the Blue. And I was really impressed by the quality of the material he had, because he's taken probably the most extraordinary UFO sightings and has tremendous credible people behind it, generals and admirals and all kinds of interesting people. And he covers the subject matter really well. And so he asked me to, just as you did, to explain my spoof, why I did it. And that sort of led to, he asked me the question, well, did you see the lights? And I said, yes, I did see the lights. And he said, well, why haven't you said anything before? And I said, well, frankly, nobody ever asked me. And of course, when I was in public office, I was reticent to acknowledge that.
A former Air Force pilot, James McGaha, says that he investigated a couple of the Phoenix sightings. He thinks they're A-10 aircraft. That's what they were, flying in formation. What's your take?
No, there's it was absolutely not A-10s that I saw. And there were hundreds of people who saw what I saw. Some saw it even closer than I did. But I can tell you that to my eye, there was no way that it was a formation of A-10s. And as you know, A-10s make a lot of noise.
Yes.
And this moved quietly, silently, deliberately, and was massive. It wasn't a series of aircraft. It was one big structure. So that, you know, that just isn't true.